Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode. I'm glad you're here today. I wanted to ask you a question. How do you eat an elephant? You must be wondering to yourself, what kind of question is that? And what do elephants have to do with what I'm going through right now? Well, just everything. Any huge project, problem, or trial is an elephant of sorts. Sometimes we have a choice of whether or not to take on an elephant. What about that project to start the business you've always dreamed of? What about that healthy diet to lose 25 pounds or more and improve your health? More exercise for your heart? Is it time to get started? How about creating a budget to get rid of credit card debt? Is there a room that's needing painting that you've been putting off? If the project seems too big, often we don't take the first bite. But what about the ones that don't give us a choice? I'm talking about our trials. Forget taking a bite. We're just trying not to get stepped on. Some of our elephants can be overwhelming, overpowering, even mammoths. When faced with eating such huge elephants, where do we begin? With the tail? Ugh, too hairy. With the trunk? Too tough. With the belly? Oh, it ain't happening. When life seems overwhelming, we often wonder how we'll overcome. Christ gives us hope and helps us face our trials. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. What a promise. Have you ever had a huge elephant stampede right up to you demanding to be eaten? I have. This month marks 14 years for me. A mammogram revealed that I had breast cancer. It was a gigantic elephant, so big there was no way this girl could slay it on her own. That same year, I had 3 invasive breast surgeries. I received a melanoma diagnosis, and my best friend went to federal prison for embezzling thousands of dollars from me and my business. The surgeries left me with a nerve pain illness that the doctors say I'm going to struggle with for the rest of my life. I believe that's up to God, though, and I still pray for His healing, and I know it can happen if He wants it to. Herds of elephants have trampled through my life and over the top of me, not just in 2011, but before then and since then. Who else can testify? Have there been elephants, trials of elephants coming through your life? Through it all, God has kept me safe and protected. He has been my strength when I have needed it, and He has carried me through the darkest times of my life. He has brought healing to my body and comfort and peace for my weary heart and mind. Psalm 20:6-8 says, I know that the Lord saves His anointed. He will answer him from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand. Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stood upright. If you're facing an impossible battle, never forget that the battle is the Lord's. We can do our fighting by praying and being surrendered to the one who can win any battle, the one who has already fought and won the battle. Sometimes as you face a trial or an elephant, you know your abilities for that particular situation are insufficient. But through God, you have everything that you need, and you can allow Him to be in charge. You can allow Him to be the commander over the situation. But in order for the victory to be achieved that He has planned, You must submit yourself to Him fully. That's hard sometimes. We have to be still and know that He is God. He may call us to let go of some of our goals, some of the things that we have planned, so that we can accomplish His good and perfect will that He has for us. Sometimes He's calling us to step out in faith, even when it's uncomfortable or frightening. I have a sign over my photo table in my eBay business that says, "Nothing great ever came from a comfort zone." To that I say amen. No matter how challenging the things are that He's asked you to do, we have to obey Him anyway, because if He calls us to it, He will get us through it. So we have to trust His direction. He is a skilled and mighty warrior like no one else, and He will never lose a battle. He will never let us down. Our faith in Him will lead us to victory. People are always saying that God doesn't give us more than we can handle. They point to this scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:13. "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But when you are tempted, He will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." I know God gives us a way out when we're tempted, but He also gives us a way out when we're burdened, when we face problems, obstacles, and even elephants way bigger than we are. He's the answer, no matter what the question is, and we need Him. The sooner we acknowledge our need for Him, the sooner we can learn the lesson and get past a trial and conquer that elephant. I'm here to tell you that I have definitely had more than I could handle in my life, but it's never been more than my God could handle. Today, I am 14 years cancer-free, and I'm thriving in His grace and mercy every day, one day at a time, as the elephants still linger around me. Right now, I'm dealing with a flare-up of my nerve pain that's affected my vision and given me headaches every day. It's made it very difficult and impacted my life. But I find that if I just keep trying, God meets me where I am and helps me through minute by minute. And I'm praying that soon this flare will be ended and I'll be much better. We can't give up on our hope, ladies. Sometimes, doesn't He give us more than we can handle, though, on our own? So we have to learn to give it to Him. The Bible is full of great stories of how God helped others do things they couldn't possibly have done on their own. Here's proof that sometimes He gives us more than we can handle. He helped David slay Goliath. Certainly, Goliath was bigger and stronger and very intimidating. He helped the children of Israel outrun Pharaoh's army across the parted Red Sea. He shared a small lunch and fed 5,000 people. Another time He fed 4,000. He helped Daniel survive a den of hungry lions. Now let's face it, without God's help, those lions would have eaten him. He helped Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego live through a fiery furnace. And He helped Jonah escape the stomach of a huge fish. Just to name a few. Now you tell me, if you were in their shoes, would these be situations that you could handle? Not on your own. God was the key for each of these situations, and He brought each of these people through. There's help for conquering the elephants in our lives, too. When God gives us grace, it is for each of us individually. It's for today, one day at a time. One elephant at a time, one bite at a time. Don't worry, there will be more grace for tomorrow and the day after that and forever. Just like God provided manna in the wilderness for the children of Israel, He will provide grace upon grace for us every day for what we need if we will just look to Him. And we can't get grace for other people. When we see loved ones going through hardship, oh, how we want to give them grace and give them all the answers. But I'm reminded that I'm not God. I can pray and I can be there and be the hands and feet of Jesus, but only God gives grace. He's the only one equipped with it. God loves us so much. Romans 8:35-39 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." There's only one thing God can't do, and that is fail us. I'm so glad He's always there for His children, but we have to do our part. Sometimes that means He wants us to step out in faith and take that first bite. St. Francis of Assisi said, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." This reminds me of the Serenity Prayer. "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." We have to do all we can and give the rest to God. He is forever faithful and a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It all starts with being still and knowing that He is God. None of us are elephant slayers. Are you facing a trial bigger than you? Are you finding that elephant is too tough to chew? How do you eat an elephant? Well, it's only with God's help, one bite at a time. It is God's grace that we can always find when we seek it in our wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.